Welcome to Saturday Splash with Lynn and Maddie.
That was my splash sound.
That was really awesome.
Good morning.
Hope everybody's having a lovely morning.
We sure are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a Saturday Splash and every morning is a good morning.
That's right.
With the Saturday Splash. And it's Saturday. Gotta love that.
That's right. So we're from Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District, and we're going to talk conservation-y stuff. We actually will have a conservation conversation. I dare you to say that five times fast.
Conservation conversation.
Okay, that's enough.
It's not fair. I get a lot of practice at this.
Yes, that's enough.
Folks at home, how y'all doing?
So we're going to talk today, first segment, recycling.
Yeah, hot topic in Greenville right now. Y'all recycling your glass?
Oh, me neither.
No.
We recently have had to stop recycling glass here in Greenville County. It has nothing to do with the county or anybody's just, I don't know, being mean about it. There's just, glass is very cheap right now, and there's not really a high demand to recycle glass, so there's not a lot of places that will recycle glass anymore. We had two glass processors in the upstate here. We had Sunoco Recycling and Pratt Recycling, and both of their glass recycling facilities, they closed them down. The demand is just not there.
So no glass, and you know, a lot of people, every time we're out in the community, people come up to us and they say, what about glass recycling? And we say, yeah, sorry.
Make a vase for your friends,
arts
all
and
of
crafts.
Your friends, for every occasion.
Yeah, arts and crafts are great. I guess you could break glass up and use it in a different way, but that doesn't really sound good. So we have a solution.
Whole Foods. Whole Foods will take your glass. Whole Foods on Woodruff Road will take your glass, and they contract with a company out of Atlanta. So it's still not being recycled here, but it is being recycled. Some of the surrounding counties are still recycling, so you would have to talk to the surrounding counties to ask specifically where you can bring your glass if you're going to be doing a little bit of traveling. Or if you cross the border, North Carolina, Georgia, even if you go down toward the coast, there's still some places in the area that will recycle it. Although largely across the country, it's really being phased out.
I can't really imagine, you know, filling up my trunk with my glass and then just randomly going on vacation and, oh, I can't put my suitcases in my trunk because we've got a trunk full of glass. So thank you to Whole Foods for doing this and keeping everything clean here in the upstate. We really appreciate it. And P.S., we are in no way affiliated with Whole Foods. They are not paying for this message.
We just like glass recycling.
Yeah.
But one of the sad things about this is that glass is one of those materials that you can take. You take a glass bottle, you melt it down, you purify it, you recycle it, and you turn it back into a glass bottle. So it's a closed loop. So one glass bottle might end up being 100 glass bottles. Whereas if you take a plastic bottle, like let's say you go and drink a soda, and you take that bottle and you put it in the recycling bin, well, the recyclers are not able to get it clean enough and pure enough to be a plastic soda bottle again. So it may get recycled down into a hairbrush or a park bench, but that glass bottle, it's downgraded, or plastic bottle rather. So not a closed loop there.
The other interesting thing about plastic, and I don't know if maybe people know this, maybe they don't, that it comes from fossil fuels.
It does. Yes, it does. And plastic, here in the upstate, we just, depending on who your recycler is, although we're not able to do glass anymore, the amount of plastics that we can recycle has now opened up. So if you are with the city or you are with Greater Greenville Sanitation, they now accept glass or plastic up to number 7. So before we did ones and twos, that's going to be your typical soda bottle. And if you didn't know about this, you can flip most materials over. If you have a box or a bottle or any kind of material, most materials, you can flip it over and it'll have a recycling symbol on it. And in that symbol is a number. So usually we'll see ones and twos, but you may, like some of the thicker plastics are sixes, sevens. So that number just correlates to kind of the type of plastic it is.
And so I always thought, when I thought about plastic recycling, I always thought, oh, anything plastic, just throw it in the recycling bin and that'll be great. You know, drink bottles with their tops on them. But that's not really the way to do it, is it?
It really depends on your municipality and who's collecting your recycling. So the best thing to do is call your recycling collector, ask them what kind of plastics they'll take. Some want the tops now, some don't. It's always changing. That's hard too. One miscellaneous thing about recycling, though, in the upstate here, A lot of people used to tell you, okay, crush your cans because that'll save space. Well, now a lot of recycling is sorted by size. So when you crush your can to a flat little piece of nothing, then it gets mistaken for paper.
Yeah, well, because I never realized it. Optical recycling. So when the things go down the belt at the recycling facility, a camera scans them real quick and determines what it is based on the size and shape. So yeah, it thinks that smushed cans are paper, and that doesn't work.
Changing all the time. So the most current up-to-date information will be available from your recycler.
And the recycler here, the main one in Greenville County, we have many different trash disposal companies. It really depends on your municipality. That's another hard one to say.
Municipality, as in which part of town you live in. Do you live in Greenville? Do you live in Greer?
Yeah.
These are all different municipalities.
Right. And so the city of Greenville does their own recycling. And then in imagine a ring around Greenville, that's mostly Greater Greenville Sanitation's department. And then in the unincorporated county areas, like where I live, you have to choose your own trash hauler, and some offer recycling and some don't. So choose one that offers recycling because that's better.
And you can always take it to, there are stations all over the county that will let you take your recycling, usually for free. They're oftentimes in grocery store parking lots or at schools. But if you go to our website at yuckyducky.com, there's a list of resources, and one of those resources is recycling, and there's a map, and it'll show you all the different places that you can recycle.
Which is awesome, because Maddie put that map together.
Aha.
Yes.
Back in the day. One random thing, we were talking about plastics earlier, something that I've been learning about. Do you guys know where plastics come from?
Dinosaurs.
Oh, not dinosaurs. You know, a lot of people think they come from dinosaurs, but our fossil fuels, things like petroleum, natural gas, coal, methane, things like that, they were here long before the dinosaurs. So petroleum and natural gas, those are formed by the anaerobic decomposition. So that's when there's no oxygen present, and that kind of decomposition reaction. It's the reaction of the remains of organisms, including phytoplankton, which is plant plankton, and zooplankton, which is animal plankton, that settle to the bottom of the sea or to the bottom of the lake, and in large quantities under anoxic, again, that's without oxygen, anoxic conditions millions of years ago. So they basically settle to the bottom of the sea, they mix in with the mud, and millions of years of heat and pressure turn them into petroleum and natural gas. Coal is it's a similar process, but that is mostly formed by plant matter. And those plants died during the Carboniferous period. And that was from about 359 to 299 million years ago. Carboniferous meaning coal bearing, Latin carbo, coal, and ferro meaning I bear or I carry. So lots of plant life on Earth at that time. So it dies again. It mixes with the mud. It gets buried under layers of sediment, and millions of years of heat and pressure turn it into natural gas, into coal, into petroleum. So we try to use those responsibly, because once they're gone, they're renewable in the way that they will renew millions of years from now. But in our lifetime, too short term to renew. So once we use it up, it's gone for a very long time.
So in order to make sure that we save petroleum products for generations to come, make sure you're recycling. Greenville County did a study in 2007, 164,192 tons of municipal solid waste were recycled. And that's the equivalent of conserving 63 million gallons of gasoline. So that's awesome. So that's everything about recycling, and stay tuned to 94.5 The Answer, and we'll be back right after this break.